All right, back. Episode 4, I think.
Yeah, 4.
To be honest, we haven't got anything planned for this one, but we're just gonna give it a go and waffle like we usually do. Never stay on topic anyway, so yeah, why start with one?
We googled some jokes and some pickup lines.
Yeah, yeah, Eric's dying to tell everyone some jokes.
I think something
I found before I thought was quite interesting, that the oldest person on Earth, let's say they're 116. Right, that means 170 years ago there was a completely different amount of people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the world was full of completely different people.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
There was no two people the same.
No, but do you know what I find weird as well? There was one where it was like, you're the oldest and the youngest you'll ever be in the moment right now.
Oldest you've been.
Yeah, I swear.
Yeah, no, that's not... It's the oldest you've been, but the youngest you'll ever be.
Yeah.
Not the oldest you'll ever be
again.
You
don't get older.
All right.
Still on
where are we going with this one? Where are we going with this one? Jake, tell us a joke.
A joke?
Yeah, tell me a joke, please. Okay.
What's a frog's favourite drink?
I don't know.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, this is going to be a short episode, I think.
Oh, this is going to be terrible. This is a shocker. I've got one.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. What do you call a boomerang that won't come back?
Rubbish.
A stick.
Alright. I feel we need to chat about something. What are your opinions on pickup lines? If a girl came up with a really bad pickup line to you, how would you take it?
Badly.
I think it's cringe.
Yeah, I don't like it. Just chat to me normally.
So it would instantly put you off?
Well, no, it wouldn't put me off. It depends how they then.
Would you not see it as something a bit different? After?
No, I feel like you can tell a lot from a person who has to use a pickup line to like start a conversation with someone.
Like Jake.
Yeah.
Jake, what's your best pickup line?
Wagwan bun delicious. Straight up. Nah, that your best was, one? Wait, let me have a look. So
would you regard yourself as quite a funny guy, Eric?
Not really. I feel like I have my moments, but I'm not. I wouldn't class myself as a funny guy.
You're quite funny.
Yeah?
Yeah. Quite funny.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, like, I don't know, like, I wouldn't class myself as, like, I can be funny, but I wouldn't class myself as a funny person.
I was on that site earlier.
What are you looking at, Joe?
I'm looking at the pickup lines, because I wouldn't say I've ever used a pickup line before.
No, neither.
Do you reckon people do use them in real life? Everyday context.
Yeah, some kids.
Do you think people use them seriously, or do you think they're sort of
a joke? I think it's a joke now. Yeah,
and that's why I was saying, does that put you off instantly if it's a if someone uses a pickup line, even if it is meant as a joke?
Oh my god! Wait, I'm in the mood for pizza. A piece of you, that is. That is terrible.
We'd love to hear some of your pickup lines if you've got any that. After listening to this, you can obviously message them on Instagram, or you can message them, send us a voice note of them, and we can include them into the show. I'm sure Eric would love to give his opinion on them. But I've just seen one here saying, I'm learning about important dates in history. Want to be one of them?
Oh my days.
I'm trying to find a good one, but I feel like they're
wrong. Wait, are you Siri? Because you auto-complete me. Who's actually going to say that?
Wait, let me find it.
Why do people use pickup lines, do you think?
I mean...
Just break the tension, maybe? I don't know, like...
I feel like it's when someone... I don't know, I feel like...
You don't take yourself seriously, so it's sort of like...
Yeah.
Is it a lack of confidence? Or is it? Does it demonstrate confidence?
I think it shows a lack of confidence in actually going and speaking to them normally to start with. I just feel like, why wouldn't you just speak to them normally? I feel like sometimes it's to mask.
So you're suggesting pickup lines aren't
normal? It's a joke to mask the fact that someone didn't know what they were going to say.
Do you think it's a lazy? Do you think it's lazy?
No, I don't think it's lazy. I just think it's the fact they... I think it's a mask. Like,
yeah.
Someone went in not completely sure what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
With the conversation and just threw one out there.
Do you think they work better on Tinder, as you've seen like some funny opening lines? Do you think they're okay? Like
typing it would probably be
less awkward in person.
Yeah, it's sort of like, what the fuck are you doing? If
you're at a bar and they come up, I've lost my number.
Imagine making eye contact with someone that's just told you a pickup line. So awkward, man.
But knowing that that's the first thing they've ever said to you as well. What have you found, Eric?
I haven't really found anything.
No, but some of them are quite funny. Like, there's this one here, it goes, I seem to have lost my phone number, can I have yours? Like, those ones, I feel
some of them would work in situations.
I feel like that would get, I don't know, like, I've never used a pickup line, but I feel like that's quite funny.
These are so dumb, though. I'm peanut butter, you're jelly, let's have sex. How does that make up line?
I was going to say, like, let's make a sandwich or something like that. Straight up. See, this one, this is what I mean. Like, do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk past you again? Like, what's going on?
Who are the type of people that use these, would you say?
And they commit to saying them.
Yeah, how would you describe someone that would use these?
That's someone who fancies themselves, for sure.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think.
Because I
think a pickup line should be about the person you intend to chat to, not should I walk past again. I just think it's a bit taking the credit.
Have you ever had a pickup line used on you?
No.
No, I don't think I have.
Never.
Right, I'm not looking anymore.
Terrible. You know what is awful? Christmas crackers. The jokes in the Christmas crackers.
They're always the same.
They're
so joke.
But the Christmas crackers are weird in themselves, aren't they?
I always lose as well.
Oh, you never get it.
I never win.
Do you think it's a technique?
Oh, 100%. You can win it. You can grab.
You've got to get a finger in the middle bit. You've got to get a finger on the middle.
Just the one who always loses.
No. But that's why I always lose, because I don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I play fair.
What's the best thing you've got out of a Christmas cracker?
Oh, so we...
Screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Row.
Do you remember the birthday cards you get? It was I wanted to get you a Ferrari for your birthday, but I couldn't, so here are the tools or whatever. And it came with, like, a tiny little screwdriver inside.
No, the screwdrivers have come in handy multiple times.
I would not say multiple times.
Opening Xbox controllers and stuff.
Fish is on your hand. It curls
if you're in love. If you're in love or something, yeah.
Do you remember mood rings? Did you ever have a mood ring when you were growing up?
No, I had the fish, though.
Fish were good. Did you know in the Christmas crackers you've got those that puzzle that's tangled up?
Oh, I used to like that.
Yeah, they were quite fun.
Until it got a bit boring, and then you just cheat.
We had a game in our family that whoever could keep the hat on the longest would win.
Yeah.
So people would just go to bed with the hat on and just pretend they woke up with it on in the morning.
Yeah.
What like Christmas things do you have in your family that, any?
Do you know what? It's a weird one because people have their presents in different places. Like, my Father Christmas would put my presents at the end of my bed.
Oh, really?
And then, so the ones from, like, Father Christmas would be...
I don't know why I say it in a weird way.
Because there's only kiddies watching.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in Santa?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, put them at the end of the bed.
So they'd be at the end of my bed, and then from my relatives, it would be like under the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then we'd go down, like it would start at like mine and my brother's room, then my parents' room, and then.
What do you mean it would start?
So
did you open them in your room?
So my parents would come up to my. I'd open them in my room with everyone present. I wouldn't open them during the night. I'd wait until the morning, and then
obviously you'd be asleep otherwise.
Yeah, open them there, and then go to my parents' room, floor down, and then open their presents, and then to the living room.
You do it room by room. So do you open your presents, and then your brother opens his presents, and then you
do it at the same time. Okay. And then my parents open theirs, and then we go down, and then
do the family ones.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
That is weird.
It's a weird way of doing it, I think.
I have like the family ones under the tree.
Yeah.
Like any gifts that we get given before Christmas kind of thing go under the tree.
It's always together though, right? Like everyone opens it together.
Yeah, definitely.
But then we have like, I guess like a stocking, but it's more of like a box kind of, like it's weird, like it's a...
Aren't they socks?
No, like we don't have socks. Like,
I don't have stockings either.
It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, just like
a sack?
Yeah, like a sack kind of thing, but it's not a sack. It's like made out of plastic and cardboard kind of thing. It's weird.
Like a shoebox?
Yeah, but a big shoebox. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's probably, like, it was like this tall.
Yeah.
And just full.
Yeah,
presents.
Just full of presents.
Oh, is it? Not like, I know it sounds
like
weird,
a paper
but
sack.
Like a big laundry thing.
Not really.
I know it sounds weird. Do you know what I mean?
So what's the process of the Christmas morning then? How does that
we'll
work?
We'll wake up, go downstairs, we'll open all the ones from Santa first, and then go to the family ones after.
Yeah.
What's yours like?
So, Father Christmas, leaves them outside our bedroom door, and then we wake up in the morning, we take them into the living room, and then we open the Christmas presents from Santa.
Would it be like a stocking?
It's in like a bag.
Yeah,
but like not a Morrison's bag, isn't it? Bag for life. No, you know the big Christmas like bag like sacks you get, but not sacks like a paper. Like,
yeah,
you know, the gift bag.
The same one.
Like a gift bag, but massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those.
It's about the same thing.
No, but he would say like a cardboard box, and it's not
really like it's.
And basically, we move that to the sitting room, and then we go to those.
Why did you put it in there in the first place?
Oh,
it's just moving it.
Part of Christmas, isn't it? Wake up and moving them. Just,
did you used to leave out milk or anything?
Oh like yeah, that? Milk, a carrot, or,
carrot, yeah.
Or mince pie. Mince pie, yeah.
Yeah.
And they always used to be like one mouthful of the mince pie gone.
Just a stump of the carrot.
Yeah, literally every time.
Did you ever put, what was it like, porridge on like your roof or something for the reindeers?
Bruv, what are you effort? On your front garden. Hoping that it lands upright when it's got logged
What were some of the things you made in primary school for like Christmas? Because you made
baubles.
Some absolute rubbish, didn't you?
Bro,
baubles.
Stockings was always one. We made stockings once. Sewed them and everything. It was so dumb.
We made these like biscuits that weren't biscuits.
Oh,
yeah. Like to put
sort
on
like
your Christmas tree.
Things.
Like gingerbread,
but
like,
the hard ones.
But yeah, not you wouldn't eat it.
Do you know what Americans don't call baubles? They call them like ornaments and stuff.
Ornaments,
like,
yeah.
I mean, they are ornaments, but they're not.
Yeah, but like we have like specific sort of, like we call it a bauble, not ornament. We don't put ornaments on the tree. We put baubles on the tree.
What's at the top of a tree?
Star.
Some years we have a star, some years we have an angel.
Oh, mix up what?
Star.
Yeah. I have an angel.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like that. It's an angel, but it's quite old now, so
it's
it looks more like a devil.
It's bougie one, yeah.
What's your tradition for like a like? Do you have like a certain thing you do on Christmas or like go somewhere?
It's just
no. We always stay home.
Christmas Eve, we always go to the pub, and just like.
I went to the pub.
Do you not do that?
No.
What do you do on Christmas Eve?
Nothing.
Bro, I usually chill and watch films.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, we go to the pub
I don't
see
really
like family, friends, and things, and then.
Do you do a big family thing? So you meet up with a lot of your family members.
Not with our family members, but our direct family would meet up with other families from like around the town that we're friends with.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like, for example, my family meet up with your family at the pub.
Yeah, like,
and then
I mean,
like at 11 we'd go home and have like party food, like nibble, like sausage rolls and stuff like that. But
yeah,
Christmas
yeah.
ones like pigs in blankets and.
But no, I literally only spend Christmas with my parents and my brother every year. I don't really see family that much
really?
On Christmas. It's just
sometimes like the grandparents would used to come down or whatever, or one uncle at a time or something.
I'd give them a ring, but not
yeah.
see each other.
Nice. We have like a tradition. I've got quite a small family, but we obviously do presents in the morning, and then we like play with like the presents and like sort of just chill with them kind of thing. And then when my grandpa got older and he couldn't go to my grandma's, like we'd go see him.
Yeah.
Go chill there, speak to him and open more presents. And then from there we'd go to my grandma's and then she'd cook like the Christmas dinner. Who cooks the Christmas dinner for you?
Dad.
Yeah.
Don't know.
My grandma.
I think it's my mum. I think my mum.
Oh, my dad. Like.
I think it's a bit of everyone. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone just does their own little thing.
My dad does it.
Not their own thing, year. But adds to it.
What's your favourite thing on a Christmas dinner?
Yorkshire puddings.
Yorkshire.
100%. Oh, stuffing. I don't know if you have Yorkshire puddings actually, but stuffing.
Oh, sometimes I think we have Yorkshire puddings, but I don't think traditionally it goes. No,
I
think
I don't know if it is a normal.
I think it's Sunday roast.
It goes on the roast, but I think we have them anyway.
I know for a fact we have stuffing though.
Yeah, stuffing.
Stuffing's amazing. See, I have ripped pork a lot. But I've gotten there. I do on Christmas.
Every episode so far, but I don't eat pork. Christmas. Things aren't intelligent.
No, but on Christmas. That's Jay, man. That's not me. But on Christmas Day, a good pig and blanket is good. It is. It's
double pork.
I know, it is.
I'm not a fan of potato in any form, really.
The gravy as well. You have to eat one at Christmas. Sprouts, I don't care how much you ate them.
But I like sprouts.
Depending on how they're cooked. If they're soggy, no chance. But if they're like still quite firm,
I'll be honest. It doesn't matter how they're cooked. I don't like the taste. I have to drench them in gravy and I'll eat them then. But I don't like the taste.
I don't mind.
I do like stuffing though. You can't beat stuffing.
Yeah. I think the gravy as well. Oh, what meat do you usually have? Or meats? Oh, I think we have several.
Turkey, I think.
I don't know. It's traditional. I think sometimes we change it. Obviously.
Sometimes do goose.
In Kensington. Is that a goose? No, I think it's like turkey or chicken. I think one time we had gammon, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, we usually do gammon and...
goose.
It's 50-50. It's goose or turkey, but usually we do gammon as well.
Do you play any games at Christmas?
No. Yeah, we play a lot. No. We normally, like, my grandma would always buy, like, me, my two brothers, and then my little cousin, like, a game to play in the house kind of thing. Like, we had like heads up.
Did you play Pie Face?
What
a Christmas game that is, by the way.
And the one where you put the thing in your mouth and you can't close your mouth.
Oh, bro, it's that one.
Speak out.
Spit's always just dripping down. Mate, it's grim.
It's not the most hygienic game. I don't think it'll be something like COVID Christmas. But
I feel like the games are always really good.
Yeah.
Because when everyone's drinking and then it's just
hilarious. I think it makes it Christmas.
Yeah.
To be honest, Christmas Day, when do you start drinking?
Christmas Day is really like chill. We don't do anything on Christmas Day, really.
Oh, bro, I do nothing.
No,
I do nothing.
It's literally just a relaxed day, and you don't. It's just a day to relax. Boxing Day, we have. Do you have. What's it called? Bubble and Squeak. We just put everything in the fridge in a frying pan.
No, but we'll have.
It's a variation of that. So we'll have cold cuts.
Oh, yeah, just like
leftovers. Basically, yeah. So of all the meat and stuff. And then the boiled potatoes would come out, but
boiled potatoes,
and you'd have all the.
But you love that, don't you?
You know, like the pickled onions and the cheeses and stuff.
Cheese and crackers.
But in recent years, we've just done a big like fuck off meal from like huge curry or something like that instead.
Chicken curry and stuffing.
It's just. Like, I think it was Boxing Day last year, we just did a huge curry with loads of different stuff.
Yeah.
It's mad.
I bet that's quite nice, actually. Because
turkey curry.
Because I was like, no, with...
turkey tikka masala.
Would be different, but I don't know, I didn't really like...
I think my mum sometimes makes, like, a chicken and ham pie from, like, if we have gammon or whatever, or chicken.
Why can't we sandwich the next day as well?
On the same day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Just have some small... What do you mean, turkey?
Fucking eat.
Yeah.
Like, we'll like refill our plates like two or three times.
We have special plates that come out on Christmas. I don't know if you have that. Like a special dining set.
The glasses.
The glasses and.
Yeah. Bit of champagne on Christmas dinner. That's a common one for me.
Beer and wine.
Do you know they do those special J2Os at Christmas? You know, the ones with the gold flakes in them?
J2Os are a different level. They're so nice. Going to the motives as a kid, I'm like, I'll get a J2O.
Have you seen the vending machines with like the chunks at the bottom where it like all builds up? I've never seen them like that. No, it's like,
sometimes you get J2Os and you don't realise they're not the worst ones. And like, you grab them and they're all like wobbly.
Oh,
like a
mate,
plastic bottle.
It's a plastic one.
Yeah,
it's weird. What's the good J2O? I like the passion fruit one, can't lie.
The orange coloured one.
Yeah, passion fruit one. big, that one.
What ones are there? There's orange, there's the red apple, one, the raspberry. Apple and raspberry. Is there a lime one? Is there a green one?
Bro, there's probably a lot out there. We've just, in the UK, I feel like we're limited to those two.
Well, what Cadbury's?
Are they a British brand?
Don't know.
Where are they from? I want to find out.
G2 or? I think Cadbury's are overrated.
Cadbury's are, I never used to have them as a kid.
Nah. I don't know Cadbury songs, man.
What drinks do you miss as a child?
Drink? I don't know. I can still drink everything I normally drink.
No, I know, but like, if you had to think of one drink as a childhood, what would it? What would you?
Bro, I don't know.
Did you get the milkshakes in the straw kind of thing?
I was, like the Nesquik sort of thing. Yeah. I was gonna say Nesquik, but I still have.
The best things of the milk sort of things were those ice creams. Not ice, were they ice creams? You know, like ice creams, ice lollies that were milkshake sort of things.
Oh my god.
And they were like froob shaped, like cheese ones. Strings.
So it was, there was a vanilla one, chocolate one,
strawberry one. Yeah, they were amazing.
Mini milk.
Oh, yeah.
They were, oh my.
Oh, what the best biscuits, the milk biscuits, would you say are the best biscuits? Like the nice ones, do you know what they, when they say nice on them, or nice or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Honestly,
it's
the best one, quite bland.
I've got to admit, I like bourbons, you know.
I bet you're a custard cream fan, aren't you?
I do enjoy custard cream. Don't get any tea.
I don't really drink tea. So
No. Tea's boring, I think.
I don't drink any of that, really.
I like tea.
The most I'll go is, I'll get an espresso occasionally, like a little shot, or maybe an iced latte or something like that in the summer. rare. I'm not getting an actual coffee or a tea or anything like that.
I think I'm going to bring some tea bugs out.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
You could buy them. You know, I think Walmart sell them in Publix, definitely.
Yeah, they do sell them here.
Yeah, I don't think this is in. Like PGT.
Tetley's.
PGT, something like Yorkshire tea.
Yeah.
Yorkshire tea.
Big Yorkshire. One. So what do you do at New Year's? Anything different or?
Go out.
Oh bro, I get spangled on New Year's.
Yeah.
Like early as well. I'll start earlier, like, as in, obviously you have a couple of drinks during the day, but like proper drink, I think this year I started at like 6. Bad.
Do you make any resolutions?
Nah, I never
not
do that.
Really, no.
I don't believe in doing that. I just, if you're going to start something, just start it whenever.
Don't have to be at the first.
Just start it on the day you decide, I want to do that. Do you know what I mean? You don't need a new year to.
Are you like that all the time? Like if you want to get back into the gym or something, would you wait till like the Monday or would you?
Tomorrow. No, that's what I mean. It hit me today. Me and Matt were talking about it and it hit me today. I was like, I want to start getting back into the gym again.
Mm. I do put dates to things. So like I knew obviously we'd stop training on Wednesday. So I thought today I'll start the gym because obviously it's Thursday today. Mm-hmm. So I thought.
Did you go today?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So I stick to it, but I do say, right, I'll start then. It might be on that day, but sometimes I'll be like, I'll start.
I literally will, when it comes into my head, I'll commit to starting it then, or I'll wait until
you
it comes
can.
Into my head again, and then I'll start it then. It's not like, I'm going to start on Monday. I'd rather just, like, as I thought about it tonight, I will start tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of
thing.
The
nearest convenience.
Because I couldn't go to the gym now. So it's right. Yeah.
See, that's a, like, for me, like, I could get back into the gym now, but I know I'm going to New York for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Just
go home
for
Christmas. And it's sort of like I don't want to start getting back into it and then find myself being so busy. I know I'm not busy so I can't work out, but there's times where I'm not going to. Like I'd rather once I start, like I go all out kind of thing. Like there's nothing but that kind of thing.
Oh, we got told we're getting home workouts sent to us over Christmas.
Yeah, well then.
No, I was like, he goes, we're going to send you gym workouts. I went, the gyms will not be open.
No, they're not going to be open at all.
And he went, we'll send you home workouts instead. Bro, anything to do with dumbbells? It's not getting done.
But as the Christmas thing, would you ever go away for Christmas, like on holiday?
No.
Or would you prefer to be at home?
Butlins?
Are you sponsored by Butlins or by the Jones?
Centre Park as well.
No, but we get like a letter on Christmas saying like, are you going to Butlins kind of thing?
I do.
Yeah, like we wouldn't go for Butlins, but we wouldn't go for Christmas to Butlins, but we'd go like
as a present
a few
from,
days after. Yeah, sort of like a family present to get it all out, which is quite nice actually. Because
is Butlins close to you?
Not really, it's a couple hours.
Bro, I swear everyone's a couple hours away from Butlins.
Who's nearer?
I don't know where I mean? Nearest Butlins is.
Who's like actually nearer? Place,
I think. Like it's...
Someone must
I don't
nearer.
Know a lot about Butlins, to be honest with
never
you.
Never been.
I've seen the adverts. It's a big bear, isn't it? Like, mascot's a big bear or something.
There's a lot going on there.
Butlins, man.
But, no, and then I think one time we went to Amsterdam.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Flames? Flames, bro.
My memory is getting blurred.
Real powers.
I don't know when that was. I think it might be New Year. Because you can get like, it's like £40 to go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sleep on the ferry over there.
Where do you think the best place to celebrate New Year would be?
Oh, for me, somewhere hot.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know Australia could be a shout, you know, because it's hot over there over Christmas?
I mean, on 11:58 in the evening.
Don't know what.
Not just during the day on a
fucking be anywhere.
On a second, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know, mate.
Depends who you're with. Like, are you talking about with your family or with friends or?
Up to you. The best place.
I feel like New Year is best with your friends.
Yeah.
It's not really like a family thing, is it?
Oh, this year though, it was jokes because I hosted New Year's at mine.
Oh, really?
And my parents went out to go to a couple of pubs or whatever, some bars, and me and my mate started drinking. We left at about, I think, 10. And it was busy everywhere. And the second pub we went into, my parents were in there as well. So it was actually funny. We just bumped into each other.
Yeah.
It was so nice. And like all my mates and my parents, and we all had a drink together. It's proper nice. But I think friends, spending it with friends is nice.
Do you reckon you'd want to go to like New York and do the big thing there, or Dubai?
Maybe Dubai. I like Hawaii, warm places. I like hot places.
Yeah.
Like, the cold for me is just...
Hawaii, bro. Oh my god.
Do you reckon you could live on an island?
Yeah.
Just by yourself? Or with two people?
Not by myself, no. I couldn't.
Two people? I don't know.
I think I just talk too much.
However many you want, but I'm guessing not a country amount.
I feel like I just talk to people too much to live by myself.
I think they wouldn't be able to live with you either.
No, I'd be out. Like, all the time, if I lived by myself.
What do you mean?
Like, if I lived by myself, there would be no reason for it. Like, I'd rather just live with people to save me going out. Yeah, I would just...
You're on an island. You're on an island. You're not... There's no nightclubs on your island.
That's what he's saying, like, he wouldn't be able to live on an island.
No.
You're saying if you lived by yourself in a house...
In a country.
No, I'd need to interact with other people.
What's the longest time you think you could spend on an island? Like a really nice one?
I don't know. Because for me, nothing seems as fun without other people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You know when people go on holiday by themselves? Like, that just doesn't seem fun to me at all.
Yeah, like...
Maybe a couple of nights by yourself might be alright, but I'd much rather spend it with someone.
With someone.
Makes it more special.
Even if it's like one other person, I'd prefer that. Like,
backpacking. Without a doubt.
Some people go backpacking by themselves, which I guess an experience and not everyone can do it, but imagine just having one person that you're really close to.
I think it'd be good to make memories with a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do quite like the idea of doing something on your own, like almost like what we spoke about the other day with regard to like doing a marathon or something, but just exploring the world.
Yeah.
On like your own terms.
I mean,
whatever.
I would do it, yeah. Like, if it's not like
I feel like
do it,
you could spend more time alone than me.
Yeah,
I definitely do as well.
I think both of you could spend more time alone than me.
Because I don't mind like my own time.
No, not at all.
Don't get me wrong though, like when I want my own time, you'll know. Like it's really obvious.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those people you can tell straight away. But 99% of the time
you have to be doing something.
I'll be out. Yeah.
That's fair enough.
With someone.
Do you think it'll snow this Christmas?
Here?
No.
Definitely not here.
I was going to say, no.
Do you want it to snow this Christmas?
I don't really care if it snows.
Yeah, I'm not too... I mean, I was in New York for 2 years, and it snowed for like 4 months, so... It's not really...
Don't you find it weird how some people have never seen snow in their life?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think
that
genuinely crazy.
At my law school.
Yeah.
Yeah,
most people here.
Well.
Yeah, they were like, "This is the first time I've seen snow."
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Someone cried. There was a kid in my football team who I don't know. He's from somewhere in Africa, and it's his like first year there, and like he saw it and broke down. Like, it's, really? Like, you'd never seen this stuff, like, fall out of the sky.
In all fairness, there was a guy in my last team from Botswana, and he hadn't seen snow before. He didn't cry, but he was like, wow, do you know what I mean?
Do you know the comedian? I think he's called Trevor Noah. Well, he had this piece where it was on about some African country, I can't remember which one, but he said they got a shopping centre in one of their places, and it's the first ever escalator in their country, and people were just lining up to go on this escalator because they'd never been on one before.
You don't think about it, do you?
Like, what people don't have, or because I could ask you now, what's one thing you've never done before, something that's obvious, but you wouldn't be able to know about it, would you?
I feel like we take a lot of things for granted.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, I mean, think about a fridge. Like,
yeah.
We can keep our food cold. A lot of places can't even do that.
I was watching a YouTube video the other day of an American person going to a university in the UK, and they had no idea what a radiator was.
Really?
They couldn't use a radiator, because they'd lived somewhere like where we are now, like Florida.
Yeah.
And you don't need a radiator, do you?
Right, yeah. Ridiculous. Obviously you don't need it, but for me, when I came over here, what is it with ice and AC that everyone cares about?
Yeah.
I would never have ice in a drink unless it was brought to me in a restaurant.
Yeah.
I would never choose that.
I always ask for no ice.
Never.
I got asked
for that.
We got asked today. There was a pineapple Fanta in the fridge, but she'd only just put an inch. Like, she's been put in the fridge, she want a cup of ice with it. I'm like, no,
drink it
from the
drink.
I'm gonna tip it out of the bottle.
And AC, like, it's like 20 degrees outside, not that warm. Do you know? Well, it's kind of average temperature. Why is there no AC in here?
Yeah,
I don't care.
It's annoying because you could go outside in shorts and t-shirt. But let's say you go to class, you sit in the classroom for an hour
freezing.
And a half, and it's freezing,
oh
so you have
God.
To take a jumper with you.
Yeah.
But it's that awkward, it's the awkward temperature. But you see people,
sometimes
I don't know if
you've
seen it.
Sometimes halfway through just to stand outside for 2 minutes and
warm up.
I'm not even joking.
But people eat ice out here, don't they? That's something I couldn't do.
I don't know, I just don't see what the big fuss is about ice and AC. That's mad though, not even being able to work a radiator.
Yeah.
Which
there's
is
not really much to it, is there?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of them things. Like, we've grown up with.
Yeah,
growing up
it's so common in our houses as well.
What's one thing that you didn't realise was such a big difference from moving out here? Because obviously, we're all in the same boat in a way, aren't we? Moving from.
What was the biggest kind of culture shock?
Yeah.
For me, the size of everything. Like, as in,
spread out.
The fact that you have to have a car.
Yeah.
As in, home, I think you could live somewhere like 50,000 people back home, less than that, and you could walk to a lot of places. Like, here, there's no chance you can live if you don't have a car. As in, and you live here properly, you have a job.
Yeah.
There's no way you can function here without a car.
Me and Jay were showing our strength coach today the Google Maps of where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
And
we should do that
just,
at one point.
Yeah, just seeing like the towns again, just like walking, people are walking on the side of the road, whereas it's not even the side of the road because there's buildings surrounding it.
It hit me properly when I was walking. It was the first time I ever got to my last school, and we were walking through the downtown part of the city, and we were walking, and no one else was walking because it was 30 something degrees, and it was really, really hot, and no one walks because there's AC in the car, so people drive. And I was like, why is no one walking? There's all these shops here, no one's walking. And then people would just park their car, get out, go into the shop, get in the car. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So confused. And we had to drive so far to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you drive 20 minutes to go and eat something.
Everything's so
drive
spread
20
out.
Minutes and go, I'm like,
if you look on a map and see how big America is in comparison,
it's
mad.
And another thing I saw today, Canada, how huge that is.
Yeah.
UK has nearly double the population of Canada.
Yeah.
Think about, and geographic size, the difference.
A lot of it's just snow and mountains. Though.
But still, Canada, you think?
Yeah, like it is
big,
think the size
big
of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I find weird? Is the fact that when like I showed someone my house is attached to two other houses.
Like a terrace house.
Yeah,
right?
And people here were like, so you live in an apartment? And I was like, no, it's still a house, but it's just attached to like the full like street is like pretty much all attached.
Yeah,
to
right, same as where I live. Yeah. Do you live in?
No, 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 you're right. Man.
Is it what is it detached?
Yeah.
No, but like the fact that they thought it was in like an apartment building, I was like, no, it's still a house, and it's like, but it's connected, and it's like,
yeah,
it's still a house. Like, it
yeah, yeah, it's. I mean, some of
they,
these
they barely have estates out here, do they?
But
wait, what?
Like yeah, estates, yeah. Like.
Oh yeah, I mean,
loads of houses
ends.
Like back home, they have a lot of big terrace houses, and some of them are five stories high. Like these are big houses.
They might have bungalows out here. I don't know if it's just where we are located, but
I live in a bungalow. Well, I mean, you live in one. I mean, I lived in one my last school as well.
Mm.
Yeah, I think most places are.
But even just the difference in houses, I think.
The prices
yeah,
as well,
it's yeah. Just weird how they have like a plot of land, and like there's a house, and then they've got like a garden all the way around it,
yeah.
Rather than having like a front and a back garden.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a garden.
I have like a driveway at the front and then I have a back garden.
I don't have anything at the front.
But you're quite close to the city centre, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 5 minute walk.
Yeah,
I'd probably
so
get a piercing.
You'd be lucky
sofa.
To get...
Like, bro, I could get a tattoo. Like, bro, I could get a new outfit. Like, it's mad.
Yeah.
To be fair, like, I love where I live. I don't need a garden. It'd
be surprising if you could have a garden 5 minutes
I have,
from Brighton.
I'd say...
Centre.
I have a patio this big outside, but it's sort of... It has a barbecue, some chairs and a bench, and
yeah.
So that sort of
it's more of like
it's
a patio
more
of
a,
sort of thing.
Yeah. It's literally a patio, like stone slabs on the floor. Like, yeah, I don't have.
But you have a big garden.
No, it's
really
no. So yeah, a lot of my friends live on farms because it's quite in the countryside.
Right.
So like, they'd have gardens and then fields
and land.
Yeah. But my garden's probably the size of it's. It's not a small garden, but
yeah.
You couldn't have a five aside on it. Do you know what I mean? You can. It's two on two.
Mine's not
really.
Mine's like really long compared to like.
Oh no, mine's more of like a square.
No, yeah, mine's not. Mine's quite long. Mine's
how big compared to this outside?
Outside, it's probably if you cut off there, it's
yeah.
That. So it's
that's for me. That's huge. That's massive.
Yeah.
Five aside, you could easily play five aside.
Well, no, up to the trees, I'd say.
Oh,
so
okay, maybe
probably
yeah.
Your average bedroom size, but bigger than a bedroom.
Yeah,
mine's like two of those.
Two
so
bedrooms.
I have like this, and then I have like a path in the middle, and then I have another one of these to the side, and then like it goes down probably past the front door.
So you've got a big garden.
Decent size.
100 meter sprint.
You've definitely got a trampoline as well.
Yeah, you've got a trampoline. With a net, yeah.
You've definitely had
no,
a trampoline.
No, we used to. When I was younger, we did. We have a hot tub there now. We have like a patio at the back for like where the barbecue is.
See, this is mad. Like, when I visited my mate from Doncaster, my last school, he had a hot tub in his mum's house in the garden. And I speak to other people who live kind of obviously more north than I do. And they have hot tubs as well.
Yeah.
No one has that where I am. So
well,
I don't know, is that
it's
common?
It's a city centre, isn't it? Like,
no.
You're
fairly
close to London in geographical terms, right?
Yeah, but I mean, anyone that I know in that area doesn't have one. It, no matter where they live, countryside or not. That was quite interesting for me. Do you have one?
I've got quite a few friends that have hot tubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were looking at one over lockdown. But they're all sold out, obviously, because everyone's trying to buy one.
Yeah.
But...
Do you have one?
No. We were looking at one.
Oh, okay.
But no, a lot of friends do, which is
a
couple of my friends now also have their own little pub in the back of the garden.
Oh yeah,
yeah. A lot of my friends do as well.
What they have the they buy cakes
and stuff.
Like
yeah,
like a shed sort of thing.
It's like a man cave shed conversion sort of thing.
Yeah. See, the guy from Doncaster, one of his friends has that as well.
Yeah.
Pretty much like a bar sort of thing.
It is interesting to see the difference in north and south, even just in England.
I don't know anyone that has that. No one.
Really?
No one.
My auntie and uncle have huge gardens.
Yeah,
like half football field.
Right.
Or maybe not that big. It's like maybe like three quarters, maybe half of football field.
It's half. No,
I didn't realize.
It's smaller, but three quarters of football.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize how. No, because when I think about pinging a ball like to the halfway line, it's not that big. But
yeah,
Like, it just feels like it's a lot bigger than...
Yeah.
Is it a well-kept garden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just got like an extension. Really nice house.
What would you look... If you were to design your dream house, what would you... What's... Some of the key points?
Modern house. Like, I like it quite modern.
I'd have it very open.
Yeah. As well.
Do you know what? I like how open this is.
Yeah.
As in, obviously, you jazz it up and stuff, but I'd want it to be open, and I think I would be one of them people that had... it would be not mostly carpet, but I like to have carpet in bedrooms.
Yeah,
I don't like walking on hard or wood in bedroom. I don't like walking on that, so I'd rather walk on carpet there. But I feel like in kitchens, tiles look really nice. I'd get a massive island table as well, because I have an island table back home, and I just probably exaggerate that. Like, have a massive island table with open plan and everything. But it's big, like it's probably like three of these along.
Oh, so it's like
a... It's a pool table
as well.
Yeah.
In your kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh. It opens up.
Yeah.
Like, you take the tops off, put it to the side, and then the pool table. It's like,
I think, 8 feet.
Do you have? I take it you have enough room around it to play in it.
So we had a loft conversion.
Yeah.
And then made a pool table up there. Like, that was like my bedroom, and I had a room for like a bed and my pool table, because it's obviously in the loft.
Did you both have pool tables at home?
Yeah. So the sauce comes in.
So the sauce comes in that. We actually played snooker up there.
How big's the table?
10.
It's not like a full size.
Full size snooker table.
Yeah,
bro,
10 foot, right?
I think maybe even bigger. I'm not even joking. Might be 12, I don't know, 12 feet rings a bell. Wait, have a look quickly. How long snooker
table is on 10. I would say.
They're big though, because
they are big. I remember the first going to a snooker bar sort of place, and you're going to hit a shot. It's about a half a mile away.
12 feet by 16.
It's big. Like, because you watch on TV, I know it sounds really stupid, but you watch on TV and you think, oh, it's not that hard, or you play pool. And it's all quite close quarters and about positioning and stuff. But snooker, like, obviously it's about positioning, but it's the when you have to actually hit a red and you're at the other end of the table, you hit slightly off, there's no way that's going in. Not a chance.
I wonder if they have. I don't think Americans really play snooker, do they?
I think they're quite pub sports, aren't they? So like darts and...
What do you call it?
I mean, yeah, they play a lot of pool.
A lot of these sports bars have slightly bigger tables than the ones I think that's cool. It might be 9 feet maybe.
No, I think it's 6 foot.
Six?
If you lie down on that, I reckon it's less than 6 foot, because if you lie down on it, you're covering the table. You're over the table.
6 foot.
Really?
Definitely not 9 feet.
I reckon I could lie down on it and my head and feet be off.
Let's do it next time. We'll measure it.
I think so. Because if you put a pool cue, if you stand up next to a pool cue,
it's a shot actually.
And what's that? It doesn't go over your head, does it?
Like, maybe
it's
like
your shoulder, and you can just
maybe
fit it
less
in
that,
the table.
Because these ones aren't that long either.
No.
True.
But yeah. What other sports do you like playing that are just recreational sports? is snooker a sport?
First of all,
I think chess is a sport.
No, chess is a game. Chess is a game.
Is football not a game?
No, but no. I actually had a debate with someone about this. Honestly, and I searched it up online and everything. Like, chess is a game. It's something about exertion of energy and stuff like that. Where with chess, you don't actually do anything, but it's like this. Whereas darts and snooker, you require like skills. Like actual fine skills and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's why they're sports and not games.
But then think about balls. You just roll a ball.
Is that a sport though? Because it's using.
But yeah, skills. No. Honestly, like, chess is a game. But like
not cheerleading. What were thoughts?
Sport for sure.
Yeah.
Eric doesn't.
Bro, that's hard.
No. I was just like thinking about it, and that dance as well. Like, it's weird.
Would you call that sport? Depends.
I guess it can be,
yeah, it's a game. So chess is a game. Like, it's, yeah, I think it's something to do with exertion of energy.
And not just physical energy, like psychological energy as well.
Oh, but then chess would be a sport.
No. But motor racing is where you're not physically doing anything. Obviously,
well,
you're driving
you get
car,
fatigued though.
But yeah, but that it's mental fatigue. That's what
we
I'm saying.
We do chess as well.
Yeah.
No, but it's a game.
Apparently,
it's
you
the
sweat
thing.
More in chess than you do like a 100-meter sprint or something. Which obviously you can sweat more just sitting down.
Yeah,
whatever,
I guess.
Well, there must be through hands and feet.
To have really hot chess rooms. I wonder what sport you would like to see at the Olympics.
Diving.
Really?
Springboard diving, yeah. I love like, at my old school we had diving boards. I used to love just...
Yeah, look, no, chess is not a sport. Like, sport is in athletic activity requiring skill, physical prowess, and often competitive nature.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently chess is not considered to have like tick all those boxes basically.
Yeah.
What sport would you do?
The Olympics.
Because at my last school, like, I actually got the diving coach asked me to join the team. But I was like,
he said
not.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, I think
it was more just a fun holiday.
Yeah,
thing.
Just being able to like mess about kind of thing and just send flips off it kind of thing rather
was
than
that
for
didn't fancy diving, getting yourself in some speedos.
Oh, I would have done 100 meters.
Should have thought
for sure. 100 metres or 4x100 relay.
Do you know what I'm always really like engaged by in the Olympics? It might just be because we're good at it, but the cycling. I think the cycling's really like actually quite entertaining.
Well, they go
in the
velodrome,
yeah.
But for me, it was always 100 metre sprint, 4x100 relay.
Very fast.
Wow.
I never liked running. Like,
sprinting, I was like, I used to be like good at it. Like, I used to do... Not run for county, but I was that kid that, you know, when all the schools played against the other schools in
that
like the region. So like at one point our school was literally running against other schools in the southeast of England. So like, and I got picked from my school. And you're racing against these kids and this is their sport. Like that's what they do for their sport. And I was literally just there. Like, it's sick, but mate, I couldn't train for 4 years to run for at the time, like just over like 11 seconds, it's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Like it is no, but seriously.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's
you don't
not,
just
do
one
you know
event.
I mean?
Do you?
Yeah, I know, but like it's one of them. Like train for the Olympics. It's like
that's the reason. That's
two
one of the reasons I quit athletics as well. Bro. Because you train all week and then you go to an athletic competition and you would literally
if you
be involved
start,
for about a minute.
There doesn't even need to be people around you. Like, you can literally run it, time it, and see what time you get, and you know that someone's gonna beat you because they're getting.
Yeah,
like
if you physically can't run quicker than 10 seconds,
right.
Then you're like,
it's not like skill, like in football, where you sort of it could go either way. Sort of.
I do like athletics, but I thought the 4x100 relay, I used to love that event.
What did
that
you do
sports
at sports
day was great, yeah.
I used to run that fourth leg every time sports day.
Leg,
I was always fourth leg.
I was like second leg.
Bro, I used to,
I'm surprised you were doing
it. No, but I used to run fourth or second. So, like, when I'd run. When we ran at the, you know, the like southeast thing, which is the regional sort of thing, I'd actually run in second because usually you put the strongest person fourth, or and then there was another guy and we swapped it over.
It,
so like if I could get a decent lead and we were on an inside lane, it got to a point where the third leg they didn't even have to be that quick. If they got round and got there, win with the lane advantage.
One thing I never do again. I did it one sports day, 400 meter.
Oh, that's awkward. That is one of the hardest. I'm telling you, 400 and 800.
I'm nearly passed out after it, but it's the worst thing because it's you can't sprint it, but you can't.
It's a sprint,
like,
isn't it? It's
like
a sprint.
It's like
obviously
slow, sprint.
That's a hard race, mate. That is a hard race. 200 as well is a lot harder than people think. 200 is harder.
Yeah.
200
was my
event. I used to do hurdles as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
I used to do hurdles.
Probably just fall over on hurdles, to be honest.
But hurdles is a bad one because. You have to time.
Yeah.
You have to time your strides.
Yeah.
Like, you actually have to practice it because if you mess up your strides, you'll find yourself like shuffling before you get.
Yeah,
right.
It's not. Yeah. Or you take like a small step and then you're off rhythm for the rest of them. It's like if you get the first one right, you're good for the whole race. It's like once you get the first one good, you're good for the rest of them. Yeah. Because you get the.
Do you what do you think your best throwing event at the Olympics would be? Because you've got javelin,
discus.
Hammer throw, discus. Do you think? I reckon that might be one of the hardest.
I think what's it called? The
hammer throw.
Hammer throw.
The hammer.
Yeah.
If you release that slightly wrong,
So much discus stuff.
But I feel like
no, discus must be easier.
No, that's, I reckon discus.
Spin it around like this, bro. Like, no way.
Yeah, because the discus.
Shot put's easier.
So much easier to slip out your hand.
Shot put must be easier.
You're not frisbeeing the discus.
Shot put is the easiest, but it's also the hard. Like, you've actually got to throw it.
Javelin's awkward, though. Like, holding the long thing. That's hard.
Yeah. Not too sure. I used to do triple jumps.
Oh, yeah?
Did you?
I can't jump.
Did you not? Could you not do long jump?
No, not really, no.
I used to give long jump a go, but I was never brilliant.
Yeah.
I'd
never be competitive at it.
Did you do sports day at your school, or did you go somewhere?
We had it at our school, yeah.
We used to do it at the ex-Brighton ground with Dean Stadium. Yeah.
We used to go somewhere for it as well.
It was, I mean, it's a good stadium, but pretty a lot of seating.
Yeah.
So the whole school could go and watch. That's bro, it's actually quite nerve-wracking.
You know your high school, did the parents come to watch the sports day?
Some did, yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, we never had parents at our sports day.
No, because we'd go somewhere. So it was
like, oh, really?
I mean, yeah, there would be some that turned up, but they couldn't sit in the stands. They'd have to, like, stand around the outside.
We had a parent section, and then each house had sections to sit.
Yeah.
So it was literally like obviously it's competition. It's like inter-house competition.
I'd feel ours was nowhere near as serious as anyone else.
No, it was actually serious. Like, people used to take it seriously and everything. Yeah.
People would just use it as a non-uniform day, and then
Well, 1 year I did just sack it all off and bought the biggest bag of Skittles and sat there just watching everyone.
We had an ice cream man always come to our.
You had to just take the
Really?
To go.
Oh no! I said I was injured. I remember exactly. I said I was injured, but I was completely fine. I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
A load of people would just, because we were in the town centre sort of thing, so a lot of people would come to sports day and just jump the fence and then go to Subway for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And then come back and do their event with a Subway, like a football game.
Did anyone ever fall over at sports day? That's the worst.
I fell over at sports day, but not during an event. I fell over because we had this big hill, and it was a wet sports day, and I was on the white team. It was so bad. I slipped down it in front of everyone, and because you go at the hill to do like the medals and stuff, so people could see you, and I'd fallen down, and I was covered in like mud. It was awful.
Bro, when people started falling over, especially in the long distance events where like the legs started going on certain people.
We did a tug of war against the teachers. Awkward.
Oh yeah.
That was amazing.
Oh, the teacher race. Did they do a teacher race? Yeah.
Well,
there
one
was
of
always
our
that one that used to blitz everyone.
So my technology teacher, who was also my athletics coach when I was actually doing athletics, he used to run for GB, and so he's done the Commonwealth Games. He was like bronze medal. So
mate.
And he was still in shape, so he would just blitz all these other teachers just in every single event. And it was quite funny to watch.
Yeah.
But he'd usually go to work in obviously like a suit and tie and things, but he would turn up to sports in his light career with his armbands on, and he would fully go for it. Yeah, it was quite funny. It was almost one of those tearaway tracksuits where he'd rip it off.
We had like a song, like a school song, like at the end of it, like everyone like would sing
like an anthem, like a national anthem sort of thing.
Sort of, yeah, but it's like a, I don't know, it's just like a song that like represented our school, and like at the end of it, because they'd film it.
Do you reckon you could sing it?
I don't know what it if I find out what it was.
Wait, probably. Are you mad? Are you on from Fed?
Was it one that's been there a while?
Yeah, they played it every year at Sports Day. But it wasn't like we played it in school, it's just for Sports Day. It's weird.
Hmm.
And then maybe.
You sure it wasn't the Olympic?
No,
Olympic.
It was like a proper song. Like it's not like a well known, like no one would know it.
And I get older.
Oh my days. Is it Shakira?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Stabbing the dog, but yeah.
Jordan, don't know. Name the others. But no, I think.
What?
So, sports day was the best day of the school year, would you say? No.
No, not a chance, man.
You've got to follow up with what was then.
No, it wasn't that. Like, I don't know, I just feel like there was, if enough jokes happened in a normal school day, it was better.
No,
like,
but if you're looking on a calendar, before the year started, which day are you most looking forward to?
Bank holiday Monday? No. I'll be honest, non-school uniform days used to bang differently.
Did you used to wear football kits?
No. Nah, bro, there was some weird things.
Who's wearing Chelsea kit, but
Chelsea?
I think so. Oh, you're City, aren't
you? Oh, City now, right?
Yeah, but when you're at school, you're probably a Chelsea fan, right?
Nah, Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool.
What? What?
Oh, just support whoever wins.
Did you used to really try for non-uniform days? Or when
bro,
did you start?
Everyone used to try, man. Everyone used to try.
No, the worst thing was we had like a comic relief day, so you come in like pajamas, and everyone came in like onesies and stuff.
Oh, onesies just be awful. Oh, nah. Bro, did you ever have a onesie?
No.
Yeah, like I had like a...
you definitely did, bro. Tiger one.
No, so I got one for Christmas.
He's got like a Buzz Lightyear one.
No, I had a giraffe one.
Christmas,
oh,
just looked like a onesie kid, do you know what I mean?
Me?
No, him.
Yeah, I
can
imagine.
I don't know, I just feel like you would
have
had one. Yeah, like you
would
have
been
that kid.
I gave it for Christmas when I was a kid.
Oh. You'd ask me off Santa, but you'll
know. It was like, I think it was like year eight or something, and it was comic relief, and I had this giraffe onesie, and it didn't have like feet holes, so it's like I had to put my shoes on and put them inside.
Oh my
god. But I wore like the deadest shoes, and it turned out like no one was wearing
ZX Flux. ZX Flux.
No, there was some like.
What was a crep jet?
There was some.
Sketchers.
Something Knights. I don't know what it was.
Slasengers.
No, it was like.
Was it the Ferrari shoes?
Oh, do you remember
them? It was like high tops, but like.
Oh, Lonsdale high tops.
Yeah. But like, I remember like I had to take off my onesie because like no one else was wearing it. Like everyone else was wearing like just normal clothes. I had like normal clothes on underneath. But. I had the worst trainers and I literally got bullied for it. Like I was like the one time like I didn't think that my shoes would be showing, I thought I'd just put them on.
Oh, so you put the onesie over your shoes?
Yeah, over my shoes because there's no like foot holes in.
Why wouldn't you put the onesie on and then put the shoes over the top?
Shoes over the onesie.
Giraffes don't wear shoes.
Didn't really work that one out, did it?
Oh. Why did you put does that make sense to
yeah,
put
no,
shoes
no,
underneath
what?
The onesie?
What?
How uncomfortable was that?
No, no,
was,
this whole time
no,
I thought
you meant over the
top.
Yeah. As in,
no,
like,
no,
the onesie was like
no,
socks.
It was, because it was, I don't know, I just. Because the onesie was so long.
Why did you have, like. Why wouldn't you wear normal shoes in the first. Well, I say normal shoes, but like.
Because I didn't think anyone would see them.
Wait, what shoes were they?
Were they comfy?
I think it's called British Knights or something.
We're gonna have to Google these. But. Interesting.
These are going to come out, they're going to be terrible. You can tell.
What are the.
Clark special, was it? Where are they from?
Jokes aside though, primary school, when you used to get the Clarks and
oh,
you used to get the toy
really?
Out
no,
the soul.
No, primary school, weird, no school uniform at primary school.
Really?
No, no one has non school. It was just everyday non school uniform.
Really?
No, yeah, there was no uniform primary
so
school.
So up until year six?
Yeah, and then year seven, obviously, secondary school, you get.
It's like these, but there's like cream, and there's way worse than.
No, I'll be honest. How old are you, though?
It's like year eight.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, they're not.
Did, you,
no
did you wear
one,
a snapback as well?
No. But no one wear high tops. Sure. Like high tops.
Yeah. I don't think I could wear high tops. I don't know. You love them, don't you? Because you're a big
I've got
Jordan
a couple,
fan.
I've got a couple of them, yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
But I just think, I think a nice pair of high tops in the winter, especially, I think it looks nice.
I feel like it's just where you're from, really. Because
I feel it's just your style, isn't it? Like, I like the look of them in some people, but I don't think it would suit me.
No, it's like, it's one of them things that you just wouldn't do where I'm from. Like, if you wore high tops, like, it'd be...
No one...
Like, why the fuck
there,
you
there was only one person that wore high tops at my school, and it was quite weird.
Yeah.
But,
oh, no, I didn't have high tops at secondary school.
Okay.
It was all, like, Air Max 95s, Air Max 90s.
Yeah.
All black or all white.
Bro, it was all of them. The NMDs.
What did you
Adidas
used to
ones.
Wear every day to school? Were you in all black
oh,
Air Force
bro,
ones?
I used to wear. I had these. Do you know the Puma baskets?
No.
You know the Puma suede shoes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All black leather.
Wait, you're talking about high school?
Yeah. Secondary year. I used to wear them for a long time. I went through a phase of buying all black like Astro sort of things. Because I played not like Astros, but like
you still wear Tiempos.
Not like Astros, but like I don't know how to describe them like futsal trainer
it's,
sort
it's
of things.
Fine,
I don't
it's
know.
Fine. It's all right. It's all right.
No, bro, I don't know how to describe them.
It is, it
no,
because
they weren't Astros. They were no. I never did that. I never used to wear Astros with jeans.
Wait, so like, did you have to wear school uniform or not?
When? Secondary school?
Yeah.
Yeah, just not a primary.
But, so some people, they're cool kids, would always wear like Converse, leather Converse.
Yeah, like we had to wear like...
At secondary school?
Yeah. Or like Air Force Ones. Or
I'm being serious.
That.
If you came in wearing leather Converse, like you're getting bullied. I know, like
really?
Straight up.
We had to
mate, everyone had like black 95s or black.
Well, that's because
we
wasn't
allowed
to wear them.
We wasn't allowed to wear them. We had to wear like proper work shoes.
So yeah, we.
Yeah, so and the youths that wore them as well got. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
into,
but
man.
I feel it's just. You know you're gonna have to wear
yeah.
those sorts of shoes.
But obviously, year seven, everyone obviously the parents had control, and it was like, yeah, wear these.
Well,
and then eventually, you saw kids walking around in the trainers, and I mean, the Puma ones. I was wearing them for time, literally.
Well, our school was always the smart work shoes, but then after a certain amount of time, they were like, we'll just meet in the middle and say you have to wear all leather shoes. So like all leather Converse, all leather.
I think we might have this.
Like.
Bro, that's mad.
Yeah.
What? So you had to wear trousers.
Trousers, blazer. Like a
yeah.
Shirt.
See,
tie,
it got to a point where ours was trousers, shirt, tie, blazer, and then you could wear a waistcoat. It was optional.
A waistcoat.
It was not like a waistcoat. What do you call the cardigan sort of things that go
yeah,
on?
Yeah,
the
same,
they were optional though, and obviously
yeah,
that
so
never left my wardrobe for 5
oh,
years.
No.
But eventually it got to a point.
Was
I
it grey?
Fucking yeah.
Really grey.
Bro, ours was all navy or dark, not navy but dark. It was dark blue.
Yeah.
And my tie was red. The house I was in was red. There was red, turquoise. No, we got the
best
one. Yeah, red, turquoise, purple, and fucking yellow, man.
Horrible ones. We didn't have ties.
Oh, no, it was like a bright blue. The yellow one got changed to like a light blue. But ours was decent, to be fair. Red weren't bad. But I used to wear jeans, black trainers, tie, shirt. Shirts not tucked in, nothing. It was literally, that was the normal one. Blazer wouldn't come out unless I got told to put it on. That was...
I don't know if you did this as well, but just thinking about going back to year seven uniform shopping, there's always obviously one shop you go to, isn't there?
Bro, was that
and
school,
you have to get like the gum shield as well when you went for like, did you not have to
do
that?
Yeah, yeah.
You had to buy a gum shield. And
we had
like,
to get it because we had rugby or something.
Rugby, but
oh,
no,
he
never actually end up wearing it and you just lose it or something. It's in the bottom of your bag for about 4 years.
Mate,
but you spend like a week before school just putting your gum shield in hot water and just
yeah. No, but I don't know, uniform was just, I feel like it went through phases of a couple of weeks where the teachers would really crack down and then it would get forgotten and it's like no one would
especially ever. In year 11 they'd,
oh
they'd,
bro year 11 I literally came in my own clothes no light like for a lot of time
face for puffer jacket
yeah.
Bro, I'd come in wearing like especially days where you had mocks and stuff like that and you didn't have classes, you just come in for the exams. I used to literally come in wearing hoodie, whatever I wanted.
Oh, well, we were allowed non-uniform at, like, on study leave or whatever. Or
yeah, that's what I mean.
Looking back, would you still wear the same stuff you wore, or would you stick to the uniform, whatever?
See, I think, I don't know. Now, no, I don't know.
Because I feel I'd end up just go with the uniform, do you know what I mean? Like, there's no... Like looking back, there's no point. Like,
I feel
you know,
like
just
to
get a coat on for the sake of it.
What your friends were doing and
stuff.
I don't know. I feel like now I'd much rather dress up a little bit because it's every day. It gets really boring. I feel like dressing up once in a while was nice because it's exciting.
Did you roll your sleeves up?
Yeah, I did. I used to roll my sleeves up.
Mm. We had a polo shirt, so it was actually quite easy.
Oh, you had polo?
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to wear them.
We had long sleeve.
We had to wear a shirt. Long sleeve shirt.
Well, what did you do with your blazers? How would you style them out?
Wouldn't wear it.
Wouldn't wear it?
No, unless I got asked.
We'd wear it.
Did you have to button it up? No.
No. Yeah, you only had to wear it if you were, like, I think it was when you were coming into class or, like, assembly, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never used to wear it, man. Never, man.
Do you remember the timetables you used to get? And just have... How did they do your timetable? Did you get a piece of paper? It was all like folded up and
horrible. We used to have to write in our planner.
So you
had
to get planners. Planner out?
Oh,
yeah.
They got lost after like 2 weeks.
No,
they
were like planner jokes. Like,
did you? Every
like
week?
Form. From month to form.
Did you have to get your parents to sign it?
Yeah, but I'd always fake it. No.
You swap plans with your friends.
Planners were a thing for like 3 weeks, and then I feel like they just never ever.
It's like one of those year seven like introduction threat things, isn't it?
Pretty sure plans were designed to collect dust. Literally, never got used, ever.
High school was fun, wasn't it? Looking back, when you think about it, it was so good.
I actually loved it.
I preferred college though. I like my college.
In college, I was thinking that we used to do 5 lessons a day. When you know when you got 3 periods and you'd have like a day. No, in high school you'd have 5 lessons a day, and you go to college and you're like, God, I've got 3 today. And then you watch all these other like kids in year 7 was saying, having to go to 5 lessons a day.
Yeah, but I used to enjoy college because my classes were so easy. Like, I'm learning about sport, like a B-Tech sport, so every class was like learn about stuff I wanted to. I think like in secondary school when you learn about geography and history and stuff, it's like,
oh bro,
same here. It doesn't make sense.
I feel like I'm back in secondary school.
Yeah.
It does feel like high school, doesn't it, with that, you know, classes and then
looking back, like the degree I'd be getting in England and compared to the one that I'm getting here, I'm generally scared about like getting a job after this, because in England we'd be focusing everything on sport, and I think here I've done 4 sports classes in 2 years.
Bro, I mean, you did.
But you've probably done like three college algebra classes.
I've done. I mean, you did deaf and dying.
Deaf and dying.
Bro,
psychology twice. Cultural anthropology.
I think I've got oceanography next semester.
Yeah.
What?
Oceanography.
Bless you. What the hell is that class? Jeez, man.
Which is really going to help my sports.
I mean, that speech class just sums it up.
Oh, that speech class.
The fact I'm learning how to use PowerPoint at 7:45 in the morning for CIS.
And then I understand, like...
The speech one is terrible.
Not the speech. Well, you could argue any of them to an extent, but stuff...
But the speech one,
no
benefits.
Oh, appreciation.
Deaf and dying.
That is the worst class I've ever had.
It was like you just learned about sort of... like assisted suicide and like all that sort of.
I feel that's good to learn about, but not as a college class.
I feel like that's something you chuck into a sort of religious studies, ethics class.
Or you choose
that's
to
what
go to. Or you choose to go to.
Bro, we had a.
It was like a 1 hour meeting.
Music appreciation.
Yeah, I did that last
when
year.
When there's no music degree at the school, what is the point? One class. Terrible, man.
But it's like hands-on stuff as well. Like for sport, like back at home, we'd be like
doing things.
Like I learned sport massage and going out and doing stuff and playing sports and doing all that. But here it's like learning the difference between fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. And it's like I did that in secondary school.
Did that in year 8.
Yeah, like I learned so much in my 2 years in college.
Food tech, by the way. What a class.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, mate.
Food tech and pee on the same day.
Food tech. Oh, mate. Carrying
like
all
8 bags.
Nah, the two, I've got to admit, food tech. Like, one time we were cooking rice and this kid.
You cooked rice in food tech?
Yeah, one time. No, it wasn't just rice. We cooked, it was a curry that we were cooking.
Oh, okay. I thought
some kid was cooking his rice and he went to the toilet. But he didn't put enough water in the pan, so obviously the rice is burning, and it started smoking. And then a kid was running around, knocked the rice on the floor. It was so black, like it was stuck to the pan and everything. It was so black, and the teacher just picked up and gone, "Whose is this?" Like shouted so loud, and he held it up, and it was just all black in his pan. Like it was so dirty, man. Oh my god! That was his detention. He had to clean because he cooked it so badly. He had to clean the pan during lunch. It was so funny.
I think I'm no chef or anything, but it baffled me how some people can't cook at all.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying I can cook a 5-star meal or anything, but
no. But like that, so
people have no idea. From watching or whatever.
Like even like pasta. For instance, like, how could you not cook pasta?
How could you get it wrong?
You can cook it at pretty much any temperature, as long as it gets cooked, like, you know what
you're doing. As long as you leave it in there long enough.
Yeah. I never really cooked loads before I came to America, because I didn't have to.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean,
my but just even following cook, instructions, like...
But even then, I could cook things like pasta, like you can cook chicken, pasta, rice, you can ever cook stuff like that. I mean, even if you need a couple of tips, how to cook rice in Google, and it's very, very fucking easy. Like, it's not hard. I don't know. It's
I've got a picture on my phone of when my friend's trying to cook a pizza.
I don't like cooking. I find it
and the
boring.
Pizza's glowing. Like, they've burnt it so much. It's glowing. Almost like the candle the other day. It's ridiculous how some people can't cook.
Bless you.
Thanks, mate. I enjoy cooking, man.
I do enjoy it.
I feel like...
Depending on what
I feel like it's just an A to B sort of thing. I just want to get it
done
and
eat. No, I quite like experimenting.
Yeah, so
I just want to get it done and eat.
And knowing you cook it yourself as well.
I feel it's more enjoyable. Oh, I don't know. Is it more enjoyable?
I feel like you have to like it because you've cooked it. Something more. For sure. I've never picked something else I haven't liked. Actually, that's a lie. One time I tried something and went, that is horrible. Just dashed it in the bin straight away.
My dad likes to experiment quite a bit, and he wants to put marmalade in mashed potato.
I was cooking. It was this semester. It was horrible. It was this semester. I cooked. It was like a sweet and sour chicken with rice, and but I egg fried the rice, and I don't know why the egg fried rice just tasted really bad. I chopped the whole thing in the bin. I was like, I'm never cooking that.
Oh, there's been
yet.
A couple of times where I've had to chop things.
Bro, I don't know what it was. The chicken was so nice. The sauce was nice. I tasted the rice before I put the egg. For some reason, when I put the egg in. And put the sauce on it. It just didn't work. I don't know why. It was the way I cooked it. Probably.
It takes me sometimes a couple of times to get like the rice right because I take it off too soon and it's crunchy.
Yeah,
bro. Rice, you actually do have to measure out the water and the amount of rice.
I don't do that. I just do it by eye. I know,
but you actually have to do it because there's a perfect way of doing it. And like I usually put more water in. And then I don't mind sticky rice, so for me, it's not that bad, but I mean, to cook rice actually properly, like where it's kind of...
Oh, I don't like sticky rice.
You don't?
I mean, I don't mind it, but I prefer normal rice.
What? Choked on it?
Has anyone choked on sticky rice?
I don't know, it's quite sticky, isn't it?
I think that's time to end.
I'm fucking tired.
Alright, so
got a new earring, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
I can eat my crisps.
We'll put it on our Instagram if you want to follow that.
And scrum my crisps now.
What, at Jake Gibson _? Yeah, there we go.
But if there is anything you want to hear from us, or like anything you want to say about the podcast, just message us at Everyday Waffle Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
And we'll get in touch or get back to you about it. So until next time, see you later.
Cheerio.